Imagine arriving at work expecting a normal day, only to be told, "Your job has been eliminated. Clear out your desk by noon." This devastating moment became the catalyst for Doug Conant's remarkable transformation from fired executive to celebrated CEO of Campbell Soup Company. His journey reveals a profound truth. Exceptional leadership begins not with external techniques, but with internal clarity. The most effective leaders build from the inside out, creating what Conant calls a sturdy foundation that connects them to their authentic values, personality, and skill set. Just as architects know that taller structures require deeper foundations to withstand both their own weight and external forces, successful leaders need a solid internal foundation to anchor them during crises and help them adapt to any situation. This inside-out approach doesn't just produce better results, it creates leadership that feels natural and sustainable rather than forced or exhausting. When you lead from authentic self-knowledge, you discover that effectiveness and personal fulfillment aren't competing goals, but complementary outcomes of the same process. The journey to authentic leadership follows six interconnected steps that form a continuous cycle of growth. First, envision, by clarifying your leadership purpose, understanding why you lead, your unique value, and your guiding values. Next, reflection examines how life experiences shape your leadership beliefs about motivation and influence. The study phase expands beyond personal experience through systematic learning from diverse sources. In plan, you design a visual leadership model that captures and communicates your unique approach. Practice transforms intentions into habits through deliberate, focused effort. Finally, improve ensures continuous refinement with a growth mindset that embraces challenges as opportunities. This cyclical process is designed to be revisited throughout your leadership journey, becoming more natural with each iteration. Successful leaders treat this framework not as a one-time exercise, but as an evolving practice that adapts to changing circumstances. Most leaders struggle with David Brooks' concept of resume virtues versus eulogy virtues. Effective leaders unite these through a clear purpose statement that serves as their leadership compass. Conant's purpose exemplifies this. "I intend to help build high-trust, high-performance teams that honor people, defy the critics, and thrive in the face of adversity." This connects marketplace skills with character values. Develop your purpose by answering, why choose leadership? What is your promise? What are your values? Your past experiences contain valuable leadership lessons. Consider Richard Cavanaugh, who is CEO of the Conference Board, recognized brilliant economists limited by self-doubt. Drawing from his Harvard and McKinsey background, he inspired confidence by telling these professionals they were better than they thought they were. This authentic approach led his team to win the Wall Street Journal Economic Forecasting Competition 3 consecutive times. Through structured reflection on your experiences, you can extract insights about effective leadership approaches and practices to avoid. Negative experiences often provide equally valuable lessons about what not to do. While personal reflection is valuable, effective leaders systematically learn from broader leadership experiences. After being fired, Conant overcame his isolation by writing personalized thank you letters to everyone he met during his job search, noting specific insights and his plans to apply them. This practice built a supportive community, offering continuous learning and diverse perspectives on leadership challenges. Most leaders plan business initiatives but neglect structuring their own leadership development. Creating a personal leadership model, a visual representation of your approach, captures what matters most to you and your intended behaviors. These unique models might take forms like houses, trees, geometric shapes, or even a Rubik's Cube. Their effectiveness stems from being built from within rather than adopted externally, serving as both a communication tool and accountability mechanism. Your model should address, how will I advance my leadership purpose and honor my leadership beliefs? Balancing effectiveness with authenticity. Every model should include two fundamental elements, performance and people. addressing both organizational results and the human dimension of leadership. True mastery in leadership requires deliberate, mindful practice. Like jazz legend John Coltrane, who practiced saxophone for hours while challenging himself with new approaches, leadership excellence comes from treating it as a craft to be intentionally honed. The 10,000-hour rule is only partially true. Practicing incorrectly merely reinforces bad habits. As Michael Jordan noted, you can practice shooting 8 hours a day, but if your technique is wrong, then all you become is very good at shooting the wrong way. What separates average from extraordinary isn't just talent or experience, but deliberate practice, hard work done the right way. For each key leadership area, choose one specific practice that is clearly defined, repeatable, subject to feedback, and pushes beyond comfort zones. Nancy Killefer developed a practice of sitting on her hands during conversations to prevent interrupting others. Doreen Wright identified her three most important priorities each morning and reflected on her progress each evening. These practices should be both idealistic and realistic, simple enough to implement immediately, yet meaningful enough to drive leadership improvement. Reflection helps you develop a precise, personalized leadership vocabulary that authentically reflects your values. Conan's vocabulary includes phrases like "be kind," inspired by his own termination experience, and "work hard," reflecting his work ethic. Not mere slogans, but deeply held beliefs guiding behavior during challenges. Your leadership purpose serves as your decision filter, motivation during difficulties, and development North Star. When facing competing priorities, your purpose provides a deeper decision-making framework that resolves apparent conflicts. Deep study includes reading leadership principles, analyzing admired leaders' careers, consulting coaches, and seeking mentors. The Entourage of Excellence exercise helps create a personal advisory board of 6 to 8 influential people from your life, plus inspiring historical figures that you can mentally consult during challenges. With practice, asking "what would person do" becomes an instantaneous mental reflex. Creating your model involves organizing insights from reflection exercises into thematic clusters until 3 to 7 distinct themes emerge as key practice areas. The blueprint journey continues throughout your lifetime. Your talents, insights, and experiences create a foundation no one else possesses. Like fingerprints, your leadership signature is distinctly yours, shaped by every triumph, setback, and lesson. When facing obstacles, remember that the only way out is in. Turning inward reveals how to unlock your potential. As you develop your leadership, you'll discover how personal values align with decisions, how past experiences inform choices, and how natural strengths can be leveraged for greater impact. This self-knowledge transforms routine management into meaningful connection. Your leadership legacy isn't built through grand gestures, but through consistent, authentic actions that align with your values and serve others. Just as tall structures require deep foundations, enduring leadership demands a sturdy foundation connecting you to your authentic self. This inside-out process creates leadership that honors people while delivering extraordinary results for a lifetime.